Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
James White joins us. James had 6 rushes for 39 yards, averaging 6.5 yards per rush. He had 5 receptions for 53 yards, averaging 10.6 yards per rush. And James, by the way, is brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance and Dartmouth Builders Supply and your local Anderson Windows dealer. Good to see you. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. What time did you get to bed?
Probably like 1 or 2, something like that.
Does it take a while after something like that to crank the body back down a little bit?
Yeah, well, just get home, relax a little bit. Sit there with my wife, my cousin, and some of his friends are here, so just kind of hung out with them for a little bit, then went to sleep.
Did you get the sense even before the game started that it could be a bit of a shootout there?
Yeah, I mean, they have an explosive offense, so for us, we knew we were going to have to score points in order to win the football game, and I mean, it just so happened to be a 43-40 game, and I mean, it was just a crazy football game, just happy to come out here with a win.
It was pretty clear that you guys went into this game with an offensive game plan based around the run. You and Sony both ran the ball a lot. Sony had a little over 100 yards. When you see that game plan earlier in the week, do your eyes light up a little bit?
Oh, we knew we'd have opportunities in the run game. Sony ran hard. We knew when we got in space with their defenders, we had to win those one-on-one situations and make them tackle us. So we just wanted to run hard whenever we got the ball in our hands and just force them to tackle us and try and get as many yards at the contact.
How important was pass protection in the game? Because, you ran the ball. You had a lot of plays, really, is what it was. I mean, you scored 43 points in the game. But even the Chiefs' defense, not known for being a shutdown defense, but they are known for having some pretty good pass rushers.
Yeah, they have really good pass rushers, D4. I mean, Justin Houston didn't play last night, but D4, he's a great football player. So, I mean, definitely have to keep eyes on him at all times because he can make a game-changing play at any moment. I mean, the Chiefs defense, they may give up a lot of yards or whatever, but they'll let you drive the ball down the field and force a turnover and stuff. So, I mean, they do a great job with their scheme, and I mean, we turned the ball over one time, but I mean, we just got to try to prevent those.
Did you know that it was the first time in NFL history that a team has gone an entire football game without a punt or a penalty?
No.
So you got that going for you.
Yeah, that was a positive. No penalties, yeah.
No penalties, no punts. You did have the turnover, as you said. And Tom got stripped there. Now, we were saying when Kansas City scored on the 75-yarder, and I looked at the clock and there was like 3 minutes left, I'm sitting at home watching on TV and I'm thinking, this is not a problem. Is that how you feel on the sidelines or on the field when Brady and the offense come out?
Well, for us, I mean, it's an opportunity for us to end the ball. End the game with the ball in our hands. So it's an offense trying, melt the clock down a little bit and drive the ball down the field and kind of take that last shot. And we were able to give Steve an opportunity to win the game for us. He's a great kicker, and he always comes through.
Seems like this was one of the first games where it was your complete offense. You know, Edelman obviously wasn't there the first 4 games. Sony Michel missed the game. Josh Gordon played more this week than he did the other 2 weeks. Do you guys have that same sense where this is the most complete the offense has been?
I mean, we have a lot of guys out there, a lot of guys that can make plays, and I think Coach McDaniels does a great job of getting everybody involved, and, Tom does a great job of finding guys, and as running backs, you just want to run hard, and the offensive line has been doing a great job in pass blocking and run blocking, so, I mean, it's just the more everybody's out there, the more we'll click, and I think the more we'll get better.
I think Tom had 134 yards passing at the half, but you guys were running the ball so effectively. But then you could see in the fourth quarter, the success of your running game opened up the play action so much. It seemed like every play action pass he made in the fourth quarter was wide open.
Yeah, well, you have to be balanced in this league. Can't be one-dimensional. So for us, just to get the running game going, and the better you run it, like you said, the play action are going to be there and give opportunity for Tom to make plays down the field to Gronk, Jules, Josh, Phillip, CP, whoever it is. And I mean, like I said, we played a complimentary football game, just getting everybody involved, and I think guys wanted to attack the day. We knew what we had to get done, and we just wanted to go out there and do it.
Speaking of the run game, what did you think of Tom's touchdown run?
It was pretty impressive.
Pretty
impressive.
He
was
sitting there with a straight face.
Pretty elusive.
Pretty impressive. He was light on his feet and got over one defender and, you know, took the contact and got in there. I mean, if they're going to drop eight people or whatever in the red zone, I mean, that's what's going to happen sometimes. And, I mean, he does a great job when he gets the opportunity of finding those lanes.
We were kind of half joking before we came on the air. We're going to talk to you. We're going to talk to Trey. One of you is going to be in a good mood today. The other one might not be in such a good mood.
No, I mean,
a win is a win. Is that how you approach it?
I mean, a win is a win. Obviously, we have a lot to work on. I mean, it's not just defensively. We have a lot to work on offensively. I mean, those guys, they made the plays when they needed to. And like I said, they made enough plays for us to get a win.
Does it ever get to the point, I mean, not last night necessarily, but even during the season, does, you know, it's a team game, but it is also two sides of the ball where the two sides, if one side's not holding up their end of the bargain, does it ever get kind of, you know, snippy, I guess, between the two sides?
No, for us, as an offense, we just focus on what we have to get done. I think Coach McDaniels does a great job saying, like, when we're on the sideline, I mean, you're not watching the game. We're making adjustments and getting prepared for our next series. And we just try and play a complimentary game. And when they get stops, you know, we go down and score points to get a turnover. We try and score points, just help one another and keep that balance.
Did it feel that little swing pass out of the backfield was open every time you ran it last night?
It was open the majority of the time. And, I mean, when I get one-on-one situations, I just try and make the guy miss, protect the football, and get as many yards as I can. And, like I said, Coach was stressing it all week. When you get one-on-one situations, you got to win. So that was my mindset.
One of the big changes this year was Nate Solder out after so many years and Trent Brown in. And it doesn't seem like, you know, the offensive line has missed a beat with him.
I mean, they've been doing a great job, like I said, in pass protection and running the ball. I mean, they've all been out there together each and every game. So the more they're out there, the more they click and the more they get comfortable with one another. And like I said, they'll continue to improve, and they've been doing a great job for us.
Even in college, have you ever been involved in a game that was like 43-40?
No, I don't believe so. I don't believe so. Yeah, I'm sure it's an exciting game for the fans, and I mean, it was a great atmosphere. It's a fun game, though.
I mean, you guys, of course, don't concern yourself with things like this, but the over-under was 60. Let's just say you blew by that.
We went way over that.
A lot of good running backs in the league. I know, you know, you're probably not focused on it on the sideline. You guys are taking care of your own business, but Kareem Hunt, who had a monster game last year against you guys, and then last night, he seems to be one of those top backs as well.
Oh, he's a good football player. Like I said, he can catch the ball, and he runs hard, and it's tough to bring that guy down. And I said he's continuing to improve off last year. He had a good year last year, and you can tell he's still hungry and trying to go out there and play. So he's still playing hard.
The first order of business today, I assume, is look at the film from last night, make corrections, do whatever you have to do. When will you start to look at stuff for Chicago?
Today we'll get ready for Chicago. I mean, they've been playing well this season.
That Khalil Mack is pretty good.
He's another good pass rusher. You're going to see a lot of good pass rushers in this league, and definitely got to keep an eye on that guy, and their defense has been playing good, so be a good challenge for us.
In your first road game in like a month.
Yeah.
You guys have been home forever.
Yeah, we definitely need to get a road win, too, so that'd be big for us.
Congratulations on the win yesterday or last night here. It was fun for all of us to watch it, and good luck. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, thanks,
Jim. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.